Dear friends, what does it mean to be like God? What does it mean to have the heart of God? And if we think it is impossible, what does it mean to have a heart of gold? And if we also think that is impossible, what does it mean to have a large heart? I don't mean a diseased heart, a large heart in charity and love. It is to be like God. It is to give and give until there is nothing else to give. It is to follow the example of the high priest we read about in the second reading, who gave everything so that the blood of defenseless animals will not be shed on our behalf anymore. So that the blood that doesn't really do anything for us except symbolize some sort of purification would no longer be shed. And to do that, he gave everything on the cross for you and for me. To do that, he gave up his glory for you and for me. To do that, he suffered like each and every one of us. Rejection, anger, spite, name it. And from the highest quarters, from those who should know better, the scribes, the Pharisees, the chief priests, the lawyers, for you and for me. That is an example of a large heart. And what does it take to have a large heart, a heart of gold, the heart of God? I think the answer is nothing. It takes absolutely nothing to have a large heart. Because we see two of the weakest people in the times of Jesus showed us example of how to have a heart of gold. The two women in the first reading and in the gospel. In the first reading, the woman had nothing else to give. It was the last of the meal that she had for she and her son. But then she saw someone else who was also hungry. Elijah, the stranger whom she didn't even know, promising her heaven and earth. Oh, God will make sure that your jar of meal and the jar of oil never goes dry. I think that woman didn't believe Elijah. She just wanted to be charitable. She just knew, well, let me give it to him. He's a stranger. But then the miracle of what large hearts bring to us. That jar of meal never went dry. The jug of oil never went dry for the entire time that there was famine in the land. And Jesus used that as an example when he was rejected by his people. Luke chapter 4 from verse 18 downwards, when he had read the prophecy of Isaiah and told his own people, this is fulfilled in your midst. The question they asked was, who are you to tell us that you are going to have the Spirit of God in you? Are you not the son of the carpenter? They belittled him. And Jesus warned them. He said, remember that during the time of Elijah, when there was famine, there were so many other widows in Israel, but it was to Sidon, to Zarephath, that God sent his prophet. To that woman who has a large heart. That woman did not start that day becoming good. She had built it over a period of time, and that was why God sent his prophet to her. In the gospel also, we'll see the woman who put in two small copper coins, all that she had, to God. All that she had to give, she put in there. But others were swaggering in, giving of their abundance. Oh, I'm just going to give this portion because I need to buy a car. I need to buy a house. I need to pay this. I need to do that. I need some gold. I need some jewelry. But she gave everything she had. And why I say that these were the weakest. Remember, in those days, women had no rights. In those days, women were terribly oppressed. And they were widows. And that was why Jesus also accused the scribes and the Pharisees. Because there was no separation between civil law and religious law. So who was it that presided over the oppression of the widows? Your husband is dead. You will have no inheritance if you do not have a son. Your husband is dead. Your inheritance will revert to whoever if you do not have a son. Who were those who presided over that injustice? The chief priests, the scribes, the lawyers, the Pharisees. And that was why Jesus condemned them. But it was these who were oppressed that showed the largest heart. It was this woman who did not say, "Well, you look like one of these Pharisees who take everything I have just because I'm a widow." She never thought of that. All she thought of was to give and give until there was nothing else to give. And she won the praise and blessing of God, just as the woman in the gospel also won the praise and blessing of God. That is why I say it takes nothing, because they were not powerful. They were not rich. They were not high up. They were just ordinary like you and myself. And that means, dear friends, that everybody in this church has a heart of gold. Everybody in this church has the heart of God. Everybody in this church has a large heart. We all need to convince ourselves, dear friends, that we can activate the beauty that God has given us, which was by Paul told his spiritual son, Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 5 downwards. He said, "Fan into flame that spirit that resides in you." Fan into flame, dear friends, that spirit that resides in you. That is what God is telling all of us today, starting from myself down to the least in this church. Let us fan into flame the large heart God has given us. Let us fan into flame the heart of gold that God has given us, because we have it. We have it in us. Sometimes we look too far. We look to the Bible and we think, "Well, that was ages ago." We talk about the saints and all those wonderful things. "Oh, well, that was a long time ago." We also talk about contemporary people and we think, "That was in Europe. Maybe it can't happen in North America." And in North America, "Well, that was in Brampton. This is Lindsay." 5 minutes walk from here, a place called home. Let us look no further for the miracle of a large heart. Let us look no further for the miracle of a heart of gold. Let us look no further for the miracle of the heart of God, because it is here in Lindsay, a place called home. And we are connected. I will not mention any name. But for those who do not know, please ask about the origin of a place called home. And I'm sure St. Mary's Parish will pop up in the conversation. I'm sure our parish somehow will pop up in that conversation, which means that here are hearts of gold. Here in this church are large hearts. Here in this church, God lives amongst us. Because someone convinced himself, herself, and themselves that this is possible. That there are those who need help that do not have to be neglected. That there are those who fall on hard times, just like Elijah fell on hard times. And when they come knocking, let them have a place they will call home. For as long as they suffer, until they can stand on their feet. And that is why that miracle stands here in Lindsay today. I repeat, let us ask about the history of a place called home. Let us ask also where they are now in their progress. And we'll simply shake our head in wonder at what God can do when we offer the little meal that we have, when we offer our 2 copper coins. Let us trust God to multiply that beyond our dreams. Peace be with you.